was just thinking, like, do you have a theme song? I can't even remember.
We do.
We do have a little okay. like intro thing.
Got you.
So then we'll cut to that. But do we need to reintroduce ourselves? Because it's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. The people might have forgotten about us.
A lot has happened.
True.
Not on the True. Podcast, just in our lives.
We did not join a cult, though.
No.
I don't know about Corey, though.
Yeah, we have a guest.
I'm on the verge, but I think I'd be a better leader.
Oh, you're starting a cult. You're not joining one. You're
starting
We're
one. Also on the verge of starting a cult, I feel like.
I don't think anyone would join our cult, though.
Hey, we would.
Yeah, exactly. It would just be us.
So, we have a guest today. The one and only tried and true fan from the beginning.
The OG.
The one and only, Corey.
Oh, yes. It's an honor to be here. Avid listener. Avid supporter.
I do think he might be our number one supporter.
Our only supporter, really.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? After this, Corey, it's gonna catch on like wild.
You might have to become a regular staple of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I love cults. I love cocktails.
Do you now? Is that why we brought you on? Do you just love cults so much? Like, do you have experience with cults?
Yeah, I got some experience. Just a little bit.
Do you actually?
No, I don't. I just have hours of Netflix crime and cult documentaries.
Couch investigating.
And a lot of, couch investigating, deep dives on Wikipedia.
Ooh.
Rabbit holes. Yeah.
Love it.
For sure. What are you drinking?
I stopped by the liquor store and got some Buzz Balls. You ever hear of these?
Oh, yes.
They're pretty good. This is the straw burrito one.
Someone's buzzing our apartment.
I don't know who's at our apartment. Clearly someone who wants to be on the podcast.
Should that be a new bit? Oh, yes. Someone buzzes us, they have to come up and be part of the show.
We're going to do an on-the-street interview. Anyways, Buzz Balls. What flavor? Sorry.
It's a strawberry margarita.
How is Pretty it?
Good. It's almost too sweet, but they're very strong.
Yeah,
so
they are.
So that's kind of fun. I'm already on my second.
Oh!
I did a pregame. I did a pregame.
Nice.
Pre-podcast.
I'm glad. I pre-gamed with an alcoholic pickle. You know, one of those moonshine pickles?
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, well, you're kind of gross.
Yeah.
True.
Did you say true?
Yeah, true, true.
Fair enough. Drink to that.
Drink to that.
Maggie, what are we drinking?
I've mixed a concoction together.
We actually made a cocktail
this
time.
It is a shocker.
Yeah.
It's the Koval Cranberry Gin mixed with pomegranate juice and a little club soda.
Or classic.
That sounds delicious. Yeah.
The gin is created by my ex, so.
Yeah, Christmas gift from the ex. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers. I'll drink to that.
Well, we're glad to have you here today on our celebrity cult episode. Cult and cult-ish things.
Cultish.
And cult adjacent.
The cult of personality.
Yeah, like celebrities and influential people who have been controversial. In the news,
sort of.
That's a lot of people.
That's like every celebrity.
Yeah. Okay, Maggie, you're kicking us
off.
I'm
kicking it off. Hold on, I need another sip of my drink before I get into this.
Are you ready for this, Corey?
Been ready since you mentioned the celebrity episode. I'm happy to be here for this one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today I'm going to be talking about Kanye West and the entire cult of personality that surrounds this man.
I'm sorry, don't you
of
mean
course.
Ye?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ye West.
Jesus.
Ye.
Corey, what are your, before we get into it, what are your, like, opinions personally about Kanye? We need to know.
Kanye. I have mixed feelings about Kanye. I do, and I've always enjoyed his music. I don't always agree with everything that he says, Selfishly, though, some of the things hit harder than others. Like recently, he dissed Big Sean, and I love Big Sean. And then
that was like the final straw.
That was like the final straw for me. Which I don't know what that says about me.
That was the worst thing he said. I love Big Sean too, so
who doesn't?
They've made up, they've squashed their beef, so it's cool.
He has beef with everyone. You'll get into that. But
beef is part of the bit.
Yeah, go for it.
Where to begin? I feel like when you're talking about the cult of Kanye, I feel like the more controversial he's become, the more his followers have become like a cult. Like, I feel like in the beginning, everyone's like, yeah, he just puts out good music, whatever. Like, we all listen to Gold Digger. We all got down.
Okay, but I still listen to Gold Digger. Well,
who doesn't still listen
to like Gold Digger? I'm like you, Corey. I kind of separate the art from the artist. Yeah. And he's psychotic, but damn, he makes some real good music.
Seriously.
So, I think we need to start with kind of the Taylor Swift controversy.
That's when it all started going downhill.
That's really when it all went to shit. At the 2009 VMAs, when Kanye West got up on stage, took the mic from Taylor, and was like, this should have been Beyonce's. And, like, we can agree, Beyonce had a great video.
Did you even really need to explain that?
No.
Everyone who has been alive during that year knows
about it. No, but I feel like that was, like, the first time people really saw how, like, unhinged Kanye was.
But at that time, we all just thought he was, like, a selfish dick.
Right. We all just thought he was a dick. Because, like, that was kind of the thing in the early 2000s of, like, rappers being dicks. Like.
Yeah, still is a little bit.
Yeah. Like, there was a God complex. I mean, Kanye has the biggest God complex.
That's why you could never be a rap God, Corey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Bummer.
Find another career passion.
On it.
And then after that, I feel like that beef kind of carried him for like several years, honestly. And then there were like many beefs with like other people, but
too many
to come up with. But I mean, I think we also have to talk about then his Sunday service thing, where he did like uber exclusive celebrity like worship sessions, but it wasn't really like, it was like worship music, but then also like mixing in mainstream shit. And then like I think Kim described, he like someone interviewed Kim about it, and she was like, yeah, it's just about the music, there's no like sermon or anything, like it's about the power of God through music.
Yeah. I mean, it really was like
culty.
It was culty, but, like, I don't know. When I first heard about it, it definitely was, like, a religious experience.
But I feel like the religious experience was never God. It was Kanye.
Right, right. Like, that's the point.
Yeah, especially with the Yeezus thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just straight up, like,
yeah, because before then, like, he really started, like, honing in his brand.
Right.
And Yeezus, and, like, Yeezus Jesus, you know.
I think we all got that memo, Sierra.
I'm just trying to be hip with the lingo.
Yeah. But also, like, I feel like that the kind of purpose of him doing that in his gospel album was to, like, kind of cover up his sins, so to speak. Like, people would forgive him for a lot because it's
redemption.
Like, oh. Yeah, he built his own redemption arc, but then didn't redeem himself, like, continued to be a shitty person and, like, supporting Trump and, like, his Life of Pablo tour, apparently the longer it went on, like, the more the concert was less music and more just him doing, like, psychotic rants.
Right, right.
And then it ended with him having to be admitted to, like, a psychiatric hospital. So.
But there's, like, from then on out, like, honestly, I feel like more people continued to, like, pay out the wazoo for his performances.
Because he's a genius.
Well,
yes. His new documentary coming soon.
I don't even know how to recover from that. Go on.
And then we can go back to the Taylor Swift controversy a little bit because it weaves in, but because that album was when he like did the lyric, like, I made that bitch famous. And then there was the drama because Taylor didn't approve that specific lyric. And he was like, nah, it's fine. But then, like, all of his fans were tweeting, like, Taylor Swift is over party. And, like, she went underground for a whole year. And, like, no one actually saw her in public.
Yeah, and, like, his, a little bullying.
Right, yeah. He, like, encouraged his followers to bully her.
Right, and, like, when you have, like, that much influence, I think it probably went to his head, is the thing.
It speaks measures, too, that, like, even if he didn't, like, say, like, go tweet this, like, he had the power to be like, hey, y'all, stop.
Yeah, that's he doesn't cool, care.
But he doesn't care. He wanted to, like, ruin her career.
Well, like, he had the potential to ruin anyone's career who he wanted to at that point.
Right, yeah. And then, like,
I'm surprised he didn't ruin his own.
Honestly, it's a miracle he hasn't ruined his own.
I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Which is why it's a cult, because, like, his followers blindly support him no matter what he does. Like, there are several dudes that I follow on Instagram from, like, college who, like, post shit about Kanye being, like, the greatest artist of our time.
Well, that's like, that's where you get into the weeds of it, though, like, what I just said about separating the art from the artist, because, like, there are the people who are, like, his word is gospel, and, like, I love the insanity of Kanye, and then there's other people who think that he's the best producer or, like, musical artist of our generation, and those are two different things. Like, you know, like, posting his songs and stuff is one thing, but then posting, like, the shit that he spews at, like, Donda or whatever is, like, a whole other level of, like,
and I'm thinking of the dudes who do the latter, like,
right, but he has both, right, you know,
and, like,
and I think that he has, like, kind of a hold on people because he doesn't ever stick with an idea for long. He could say, like, the worst thing ever, but then, like, the next week he's on to, like, a next crazy thing. So it's almost harmless at a point.
Short-term memory.
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, exactly. His clothing line, like, it started with Nike, apparently, and then, like, they didn't like what he was doing. He didn't like what they were not letting him do.
Well, Nike's a cult.
Yeah, Nike's a cult in of itself, but then he switched to Adidas, and now he's, I don't know, doing a hot mess of, like, does anyone wear Yeezys anymore?
They
do?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, collectors and shit.
I just remember that time, like, honestly, when we were, like, freshmen in college, like, people would, like, stand in line for their Yeezys. And I'm like, okay.
And they look terrible. They're not even good shoes.
All right, now's when you have to, like, bring out the pair of Yeezys hidden in your closet.
Do you have Yeezys?
No, unfortunately. Now, if Lil Wayne made Wheezys, I would have...
I'd buy some Wheezys. Little Wheezers made Wheezys.
Either one, I'd wear those over Yeezys any day.
Little Wayneys.
No.
No, Wheezys it is. You're right. And then, like, yeah, like I mentioned, like, he started, like, hardcore supporting Trump and saying, like, a bunch of shit in favor and, like, met with him multiple times. And I think a lot of that, like, when they had their little lunch in, like, the Oval Office or whatever, Trump was just feeding his ego the whole time.
Oh, it was exactly. Two narcissists.
It was two narcissists, like, hyping each other. Like, they were just hyping each other up and be like, you're the best. No, you're the best.
You know what? You know what's... Okay. I could be very wrong here, which is where I go off again. But... I could be very wrong, but I think, you know, all of those, like, personality quizzes and stuff. So I think I'm thinking of the Myers-Briggs, but it could be one of the other different, like, Enneagrams or whatever. But I think I remember that Donald Trump and Kanye are the same personality type, like, lumped together in one of those things. And... spoiler alert, I think I remember this because it's my Myers-Briggs, I think. But, like, I'm not good. Okay, let's backtrack. I'm not comparing myself to them, but I'm saying that, like, they being, like, in the level of, like, power that they both are and being the same personality type, I think they feed off of each other and themselves, and that's clear.
Oh,
yeah, they love to make people mad.
Yeah.
So meeting together made so many people mad. It was great for them.
I mean, and then just the whole downfall of his relationship with Kim is...
I mean, I'm invested.
I'm invested, too. There were rumors for a bit, on TikTok at least, that Kanye West cheated on...
You mean yeeted.
Yeeted. Yeeted on Kim Kardashian with the makeup artist Jeffree Star.
I have heard that, yes.
I think that started before TikTok. I think that rumor started on YouTube.
Really? Well, and then it came over to TikTok again when their divorce was, like, public, which was comedy gold.
Which, if you know Jeffree Star, you know that he's insane in the membrane as well and deeply narcissistic.
I, like, firmly believe it happened, actually.
I believed it. Like, it's insane to think about.
Don't they both have houses in, like, Wyoming or something?
Yeah, it's just, like, the circumstances
are neighbors.
Wild, but it made a lot of sense.
I mean, what else are you gonna do in Wyoming?
Because Jeffree and, like, his boyfriend, like, broke up at the time of, like, a long time, and, like, it was, like, a whole thing.
Was that also when, was that the same boyfriend that Jeffree Star got to prove he wasn't racist, or is this a different boyfriend? I think that was post-Kanye. Anyway. This is...
I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. He's just, like, he's got a God complex. The people who blindly support him, like, will spend... They'll drop thousands of dollars on his clothing, his tickets to his concerts, where he half the time just rambles. Like, that's the textbook of a cult, is, like, when you're willing to give up...
Well, and, like, it's money. Been known that between, like, what Kim and the family has, like, released about him and stuff, it's kind of known that he has some, like, untreated mental health issues Bipolar. Of some sort. Yeah. And that's, like, a commonality of a lot of cult leaders, I think, is their maybe, like, early development or, like, untreated underlying, like, personality disorders or, like, mental health issues sort of, like, creep up later in life once they have, like,
power.
A place of power or, like, more of a following somehow, some way, like, influence over people. And then I think that's when, like, shit goes cray-cray.
I mean, that's the part that sucks is he has, like, all of the money to get the help he needs, but he doesn't want it.
Because he's profiting off of it.
Right. He's making millions off of it.
Yeah, he's also surrounded by people who just tell him yes all the time.
Oh, yeah, because he pays them to.
Exactly. So it's like he might not even realize how much help he needs because everyone's telling him he's doing great. And
then he has followers.
A lot of money.
Who, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to finish my segment with some of the best Kanye West quotes that really speak to his cult-like behaviors. We're going to start with this gem. I'm like a vessel, and God has chosen me to be the voice and the connector.
So, thing. Jesus?
Yeah. It gets better.
Got it.
This next one's really good. I'm the closest that hip-hop is getting to God. In some situations, I'm like a ghetto pope.
Great.
Gope, if you will.
Ghetto pope, gope.
That's gonna be the next name of his album.
He's gonna steal it from our podcast.
I swear.
We'll sue him for all he's worth.
Can't wait.
From what if he sues us for this though?
He can't.
Yeah, he can't.
It's fine. He's broke.
Corey, do you know any lawyers?
I took entertainment law in college.
We're done. Set.
I got it. Right. Yeah.
Great. Did you pass though?
Yes. I got like a B, I think.
Oh, that's passing.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
What else we got here? For me to say I wasn't a genius, I would just be lying to you and to myself. I liberate minds with my music. That's more important than liberating a few people from apartheid or whatever.
Okay.
Yep. There are some other quotes he said about, like, slavery being a choice, which were very controversial, but I didn't have that in there. And I'm going to close it out with a good one here. The Bible had 20, 30, 40, 50 characters in it. You don't think that I would be one of the characters in today's modern Bible?
That makes no sense.
First of all, definitely more than 50 characters.
Has he read the Bible?
I don't think so.
There's like at least 50 chapters.
There's like a lot of books. Like there's like more.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, like there's more than 50 chapters in each book for the most part.
Right.
There's like hundreds of Psalms. But he would be in our modern day Bible because he is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Lord and Savior.
Lord and Savior.
What
Jesus
if
Christ.
He is the real on earth Antichrist? Because, like, that
he's
is a part
vibes.
Of Christianity is that, like, the Antichrist will claim that he is, like, God and, like, make people, like, I'm just saying.
But I don't know that Kanye has the power of, like, that kind of power.
No. Because.
That would require political power and like people to not be like
well political power hello Trump
yeah but Kanye didn't get win the presidency
well he wanted to
he wanted to we didn't even
he
talk
made
about
a good
that.
Run
yeah. He did briefly run for president but he like he didn't meet the deadline in most states so he wasn't even on the ballot in like most states
oh my god and then Kim's over there trying to be a lawyer
yeah legally Kim
Legally,
yeah. Oh my god. Well, okay, what's our verdict on that? Cult or not cult?
Cult.
Not cult.
That's I say potential for a cult.
Yeah, yeah, I'll change mine to hers.
Not, it's like on the verge.
Yeah, it's like not there yet, but it's got the warning signs.
I think that like worship camp, like.
That was the closest he got to cult.
The Sunday service, like, we didn't, like, dive into it real deep, but that was where the, like,
yeah.
crazy shit was.
It was just, like, invite only, or some of them you had to, like, pay a lot of money to get in. And he's like, well, it's just like church. You gotta, like, pay the tithe and you listen to music.
Yeah, just like church.
That's a little different, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyway, what do you got for us today, Sierra?
Well, well, well. I am, mine is kind of, like, in the same vein as, like, yours. And there is some connection, some tie-in to Kanye. So, a similar brand of person, but someone who is less controversial, I feel like. Mine is Jared Leto. And
ooh, good one.
Personally, like, I think he kind of has sort of like a mini cult going on, but again, it's a potential for a cult. Like, it has all of the like makings for something serious if it wanted to be. But yeah. I personally, we'll do our little like, you know,
regroup
our opinions on Jared Leto. I personally have always low-key kind of liked Jared Leto.
I have zero thoughts about Jared Leto. He takes up 0% of my brain space.
You've never, have you like seen the movies that he's in and stuff?
I've seen, I think, one movie he's been in.
Have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
No.
Have you?
No.
What other things has he, what has he been in?
Hold up. Requiem for a Dream is an insane movie and you all need to watch it.
It's, I've always heard about it. I just never saw it.
Yeah. It's the one about, like, drugs, essentially, and addiction, and it's crazy. His other movies, I haven't really watched, but he's gotten a lot of flack for a lot of different things over the years, as far as his roles in movies. yeah.
I've never seen a Jared Leto movie. I'm looking through his
He's just a really big, like, method actor, so he really yes. gets into character.
Yes, and then it takes him, like, a year or two to recover from his roles because he, like, either starves himself or, like, goes on these little, like, retreats or whatever. The dude, like, he, like, didn't know that COVID was a pandemic. Because do you guys remember hearing this back in, like, March 2020? He, like, came back into the world from, like, a wilderness retreat in the middle of, like, March 2020. And he, like, was disconnected from all, like, media and stuff. And then suddenly he got, like, plopped back in LA. And he was like, what the hell is this? And then everyone was like, dude, where have you been?
Yeah, what?
Jesus.
So he's that type of person. But this all kind of begins with his band, 30 Seconds to Mars. If you guys are not aware, that's his band.
I didn't know he was
in that. I had no idea he was in that band.
Are you guys serious?
I know the band, yeah. But I didn't know he was in it.
You didn't know that 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto's the lead singer.
What?
I had zero clue. This is really? News to me. This is like big news to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I'm teaching you something.
Jared Leto ignorant.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so 30 Seconds to Mars, which for those of you who don't know, is like an alt-rock band that started like late 90s, early 2000s, and it's still going strong. Like,
are they still putting music
out? Yeah, and like tours and everything. Like, they've grown like a pretty consistent following. And
they invited to When We Were Young.
That's a cool,
you know, that festival.
That will be a fire festival, which I did mention in my research.
Oh.
So basically, it starts with he created the band with his brother Shannon, and so the band had like their first album, a song named Echelon on it, and then from there on out, all of the fans refer to themselves as the Echelon.
Mm.
And Echelon means level of authority or rank, or like the military, like formation of rows, you know, when like militaries are marching. So already, like, I got cultish vibes from just the name that the fans gave themselves. Well, in what
I was gonna say, like, a lot of cults will, like, in like cult documentaries, they'll refer to the leaders as like the upper echelon, like,
right?
Yeah,
it's a cult adjacent term in
right
general.
Because like it has to do with like authority and rank, and so that is already putting Jared specifically on this like pedestal, and the fans kind of like, you know, gathering for him. And so just like besides the band, he's been involved in a lot of other stuff as far as fashion and film and acting, and like he's not been in trouble for anything. He hasn't really been involved in any scandals, really. It's just that he got a lot of flack for his roles. And then, like, the band even has been involved in, like, charities and activism over the years. So they have, like, a sense of giving back. However, they took this idea of a cult-like following to, like, the extreme. So they basically, like, got interviewed by this person who said that they have a cult following, and Jared really, like, liked that idea.
Of course
and
he did.
So he kind
of
wanted...
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, like, he wanted to make it, like, ironic, though, and so then he started referring to the band as having, like, a cult. So it kind of caught on from there, but long story short, the band invited fans to a retreat. As all cults do, they have these retreats.
It always starts with the retreat.
Yeah. And it was in Croatia. And so, you know, like a mystical, faraway place to connect with mind, body, soul.
Did people have to pay for this? Or was it like free once you got to Croatia?
Oh, no, no, no.
I don't know. He said invite, so I don't know. Was
no,
it like a fun, like...
No.
Anybody no. can come.
Because the whole world would show up then.
Give
no.
me the Addy, I'll show up.
It was in 2019, and then, so, it was basically a fire festival sort of thing. They had, like, a range of costs for, like, packages where, like, you could pay $1,000 to sleep outside in a tent, like, for this entire day. Or you could have like a really exclusive VIP package, you know, that sort of thing. And it was like a 3-day music festival where they performed. It was to see them, but it included like yoga and film screenings, and it was sort of trying to be this well-rounded like experience, right? And it was for the Echelon, like the Echelon fan group. It was for them.
Were you allowed to talk?
you were allowed to talk. However, like, Leto himself was dressed in white robes. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures.
I think I've seen a pic like that, and he looks like Jesus. Like,
exactly.
Long hair, beard.
Yeah, exactly. He had, like, the scruffy look, but he definitely played into it. Like, he knows that he already sort of looks like Jesus, and he took that to the next level, and then, like, everyone else had to wear white. It was, like, a white-only party. And so everyone was wearing white. Also, can we just take a second? Why do all cults have, like, retreats where you have to wear white?
I mean, that one cult, everyone wore, like, red.
Okay.
Okay, but it also could be, like, a mind game because it's a retreat, so you're outside, but you're wearing white, so you have to keep it clean, and it just keeps you on edge at all times.
See, you took the practical approach. I was thinking the color theory approach of white meaning, like, purity and innocence, and it's,
yeah, it's probably
like
a mix.
We went to the same art school, Corey. What planet are you on? He's over there in his, like, Tide cleaners, like, worried about stains and shit.
I'm just saying, it's mental, you know? It's like you're wearing white outside all day. That's got to get to you. At some point, it's got to get to you.
Like, oh, no, the grass stains on my butt.
Yeah, like, where are you going to sit down? Yeah.
Jared's not going to think I'm cute anymore.
Exactly. It's not white, so it's not pure anymore. You got to keep it pure.
Now I'm a whore.
Okay, well, anyways, they all had to, like, gather around Jesus, essentially, because he was parading around this, like, Croatian destination wearing white robes and making everyone dance and listen to him talk and perform, kind of like Kanye, like, at his Sunday services, where he could just do whatever the fuck he wanted, and everyone would, like, sway and be, like, all, like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You
know, everyone just so drugged out, right? And, like, honestly, I just think that it was a way for people to worship him, and that's so narcissistic. Like, even if you're aware of that, like, it's kind of fucked up to take people's money and then have them, like, worship you in a non-normal concert setting.
Even if it's just for the bit, like.
But I, like, a lot of people think it is a bit, which is the irony, but
people are still.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll get into that more, but basically they also had, like, several years prior, a summer camp in Malibu that really, really gave me Vacation Bible School vibes.
Oh, no.
Like,
I wouldn't know.
Like, real, real Vacation Bible School vibes. And it was basically another, like, concert retreat in the middle of the woods. So this is, like, a thing that they do for their echelon. But basically when those photos came out, they captioned it, "Yes, this is a cult. Hashtag Mars Island."
Croatia's not an island last time I checked, is it?
Well, it has islands.
Oh. I don't know where Croatia is. I'm not going to lie to you. I should look that up.
Need to fill up a map.
Yeah.
I'll let her do that. Anyways, so that sparked, like, a lot of controversy where people thought it was satire, or some people thought that, like, no, they're not joking. Because at first glance, when you see the pictures, you're like, holy shit, Jared Leto started a cult, because it looks straight up, like, out of Midsommar or something.
Oh, that movie.
it's triggering, but they've used the, like, phrase cult following and all this stuff on merch and profited off of it, like, for years at this point. So between that and having music where, similar to Kanye, he has songs that are called, like, Walk on Water. And so, like, he has a lot of, like, biblical ties, but it all revolves around him being, like, Jesus, essentially. And there's, like, this kind of a side note, but it ties into Kanye. There's a streetwear label named Fear of God is the label name.
Okay.
And they released, like, a fashion film with him in it. And guess who's a huge, like, supporter of that brand?
Our man, Yee.
Yeezus.
Yeah, and so they had a connection there with that. And then in 2009, which is the year of the VMAs.
The year Kanye went off the rails, stopped taking his meds, I don't know.
Jared collabed with Kanye to write the song Hurricane for 30 Seconds of Mars. And if you follow Kanye, you know that he came out with a song named Hurricane on his Donda album.
Same song?
Well, I compared the two. I compared the two, and they're not lyrically similar. But knowing that Kanye was, like, the producer of both of them, it was just kind of weird to me. Like, why would you reuse, like, your own work in a way?
Because his work is Gene, yes.
How many times
are exactly.
you
exactly
as many times as I can?
But Jared really connected with Kanye, like, he liked Classic. Him as, like, a creator and as a person.
Great,
imagine that. Imagine that. He actually thought that he was a nice, genuine person.
Cult minds think alike,
yeah. Right? Couple narcissists back together,
right? That's what I think, you know. And so, yeah, basically. People think that this was a huge publicity stunt. It was possibly, like, a way to, like, excite the fan base, like all bands and performers do. You know, they, like, have a little breadcrumb trail of, like, things to get their fans excited and pay money. But I would argue that, like, it kind of toes, like, a dangerous line of someone capable of starting a cult. Like, it depends on the intentions and morals behind it. He might be, like, your average normal guy who's just like, this is funny. Like, let's do this. Or if somewhere along the lines, a wire gets crossed, like, it could turn into something much more serious.
But, like, even if it's funny, the fans are still going along with it. And that's where the cult part comes in. Like, yeah, he's doing it as a joke, but people are still buying into it. So, like,
yeah, he's benefiting from it.
And then that's how
he definitely likes it.
That's how cults start, when, like, people start buying in, and then the leader gets their ego stroked more and more. And
right. Then, and then he becomes idolized. Like, this person becomes idolized. And then
shit goes off the rails.
It gets dangerous when they are suddenly aware of their power. And then they start abusing that power. But, like, performers, in a way, like, they kind of, like I said, like, they are that way, just with the nature of fans, like, getting tattoos of, like, their names and faces and songs and shit. But then it all depends on, like, intentions.
I feel like the only reason Kanye will never fully actually start a cult is because he changes his mind so quickly, like we said earlier, that, like, he wouldn't be able to stick with it long enough to make it succeed. Whereas Jared Leto has enough, like, brain capacity.
Right. Like, I think he's, like, a more calculated person. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like the method acting, kind of scares me a little bit, to where he might be able to, like, plan.
He could create a persona and fully yeah. live it.
Yeah.
Definitely. He's a very secretive person, too. Like, I feel like I don't know much about him.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that feeds into the cult, like, attitude.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, like, there's mystique and intrigue. I don't know. I mean, he is kind of hot, though.
Are you okay? Do you need, like...
Of course you would say that.
Mentally checked out?
I'm okay. Are you okay? I don't know. I always thought he was kind of cute. But have you guys seen, like, 90s Jared Leto?
No.
Can't say I have.
Okay, look him up right now and tell me that you don't think he used to be, at least, attractive. In kind of like a heroin user kind of way.
I didn't think that was your type.
It's
you would
not.
Be the first one of us to join a cult. 100% you would definitely be.
No, man. His eyes are too close together or far apart. I can't really tell. There's something.
His eyes are
too close together.
No, they're piercing.
Too close together.
which is why I think he could be a cult leader. His eyes are mesmerizing.
You're already in the cult, apparently.
No, I'm not.
You are ready to go join and follow him into whatever desert he leads you into.
Go join that. Okay, but like, I would join his yoga class. I wouldn't wear all white for him because I don't own a lot of white, because for Corey's same reason, it freaks me out.
I need to stay.
See, you made fun of me earlier, and now you're free.
It's where I draw the line. I won't do white. Anyways, that's Jared Leto.
Wow. What a man.
Yeah.
A man.
He's a weird dude.
Corey, what you got for us?
All right. Mine is a deep dive. A little older than your celebrities you picked. I went with Elvis Presley. Y'all know Elvis. You know Elvis.
We do know Elvis.
No, explain.
You ever heard of this guy? He does like rock music. I don't know. He does, you know, he's got a few songs out there.
You mean like heavy metal?
Yeah, like, no, like old school.
Old school, like.
Yeah, like Hound Dog.
How long are you going to keep this going?
Yeah, it's going on too long. But anyway, so I know a lot about him just because my brother's a huge fan, so I think I know too much. But what I didn't know is that he wanted to lead his own cult. So here's a deep take for you. Have you ever heard of this? This is, okay, this is from his ex-wife. So I don't know if it's like, I don't know how they left off. This could be like her trying to twist things. I have no idea. But she wrote about this somewhere in some interview, how he got involved with the Self-Realization Fellowship. Does that ring a bell?
It rings a slight bell, yeah.
My cult alarms are going off.
Yeah. Maybe you guys could dig into it in another episode. Yeah. I don't know much about it. I know it's all about like yoga and meditation and like finding your inner peace.
It all starts like, with that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm picturing Elvis in that like white glittery jumpsuit doing yoga, and it's a really good picture.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah. So I guess he was like invited there and he got the hots for the leader. I wrote down her name. It was Sridaya Mata. I don't know. She took over. She was like the leader of that cult, and he really like seemingly had a crush on her or something and stayed in contact and wanted to get involved. I don't know if it was because he wanted to like get with this lady or if he really was like interested, but he wanted
like a yoga like mind body sort of cult.
Yeah, and then like would live in like communes, so it was all like kind of like isolation from the outside world and like just being independent in yourself kind of deal.
This whole, I don't know, it sounded like, just with like self-actualization and stuff, it sounded a little bit Scientology like Hubbard, like his teachings and stuff a little bit, but
I could see that.
I could see like Elvis being like a part of Scientology before being like a part of like a yoga.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I think it was this chick.
Yeah, like what a man wouldn't do.
I want a man to do that for me.
You want a man to do yoga for you or join a cult for you?
To join a cult for me, because clearly I'm the leader.
Your standards are too high. You gotta lower them a bit.
Okay, but like Elvis had it all going on at this point, right?
What year was this?
Like, was he already famous?
Yeah, he was already famous at this point. This was more of like his later years.
Fat and old.
Yeah, he was like more like late 30s-ish.
Oh.
Well, he died when he was 42.
That's true, I guess.
So he didn't live that long.
It was in his fat and old years.
My earliest memory is from when I was 18 months old at Elvis's house.
Oh yeah, you've been to the Memphis mansion?
Yeah, I became conscious on this.
I'm more concerned that you have a memory from 18 months.
Yeah, because I vividly remember them telling us about how he died in his bathroom, like.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You mean on the toilet, yeah.
Yeah.
I said it.
You can't forget someone dying on the toilet, man. That's your first memory right there.
Interesting. Okay, go on, Corey. Sorry.
Well, I mean, but that does lead me to why it is kind of like a conspiracy, because a lot of people don't think that he died. Like, there's that big whole thing about, well, there's a lot of different theories. So one was that he got like, he was undercover for the FBI, which this sounds crazy, but there are like documents to get, like, back it up, where he was selling one of his planes to the mafia, and they found out who it was. So this was like right before he died. So a lot of people think he like went into witness protection or something, because that didn't go well. And then there was like signs to it, because his name, like his middle name, spelled wrong on his gravestone at his house that you've been to. It was like a wax figure. People said like during the funeral, the body was like sweating and the casket was like really heavy. Like it had like an air conditioning unit in it. Yeah. There's a lot of deep takes on Elvis. Like they don't think he's dead. Well, he might be dead by now.
Well, I was just like gonna say, like, to this day, immortal.
He's not Betty White.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
No, I don't think he'd live that long.
I think,
but it's interesting now that I know about this cult thing, because it made me think, like, if he wanted to lead a cult and live in like a commune, it would make perfect sense for him to like fake his own death first and then go and live in isolation. Cool. Exactly. So, yeah.
He like started a cult, but it's so secret that no one knows about it.
Yes, exactly. It's all about humility.
Is it,
you know,
funded by the mafia that he was involved with?
Or he finally
The mafia wanted to kill him.
Oh. Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
He was just living in the woods with his hot yoga chick and none of us knew, you know?
Exactly. For years. I'm sure of it.
So, like, did he just, like, do you think that faking his own death was, like, a part of his plan? Or, like, his family's plan to, like, preserve his, like, image or something?
I feel like it was more his. Like, at this point, he was kind of on his own because he, like, divorced his wife. And, like, he was pretty close with his daughter. Mm-hmm. But she kind of inherited everything anyway. So, it's not like she was, like, you know, screwed over in the process or anything if he were to move out and fake his death. So, I don't know. Could have happened.
Could have.
But either way, he was involved and attended several meetings and retreats with this self-realization fellowship. So although he did never officially lead it, he was involved. He had something going on there.
So perhaps he wasn't like a person susceptible to being a cult leader, but he was definitely a cult follower.
He had to do it for that pussy.
You got to do what you got to do.
I'm just shocked, Sierra.
And my standards are too high.
Got to do what you got to do.
Damn.
Gots to see it through, my boy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, that was interesting. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Something to think about.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. I didn't know that.
Do you believe that he actually died or no? I want your take.
Well, the part about the casket was like really fucked up. But then again, like
maybe he was just fat.
Places like botch, like, you know, embalming and stuff a lot.
Maybe it was in his will that they like fill his body with solid gold or something.
Or like, maybe it was just like a different, like maybe it was like a fake body or like a different body.
So where's his body? It's
still weird. Yeah, where's his body at?
Well, maybe he just got fat and old and ugly and he died on a toilet, and so they didn't want to show him in the casket.
It wasn't an open casket, was it?
I think it was an open casket.
It was.
Yeah. That's why you said it was, like, sweaty or something.
Yeah, people said like, it looked, like, sweaty. It could have been bad makeup.
Yeah, like, I feel like even the embalmed body could do that, like.
Yeah, because it releases gases and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say, I didn't want to bring this up because I don't know much about it, but something also to look into. There was someone recently who claimed he was Elvis. He lives in, like, a nursing home. And so you'd be like, oh, this guy's just losing it.
Right.
Whatever. But his DNA was a perfect match.
Wow. No, it wasn't.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, he could have been a relative. Wait, they DNA tested him? They DNA tested him. He was a match. I don't know. I don't know, like, what are the sources or what.
You weren't going to bring this up?
I wasn't going to bring it up because then it does kind of ruin my cult idea, because then I feel like he wouldn't be in the nursing home. So I didn't want to, like, crush my idea. Yeah, see, I'm telling you.
Wait, so, like, the DNA, did they, like, preserve some DNA of, like, Elvis's somewhere in, like, a fridge or, like, what?
Beats me. I don't know how the family had. Maybe that. I mean, like, her daughter. Like, he has, like, his daughter and grandchildren are still alive. So maybe if they DNA tested them, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm trying to Google all of these things. Apparently, some doctor claimed he was treating Elvis for 5 years. In 2001. I'm going to research this later.
So do you think, like, maybe, okay, say that this nursing home dude is Elvis. Do you think he just, like, went off and lived his life and then maybe got some, like, Alzheimer's or something that put him in a nursing home and then he just kind of, like, spilled the beans?
Like, he forgot he was not supposed to tell everyone he's Elvis?
Yeah, after his cult life on the farm, he wandered into a nursing home for some help and... there it is. That's Elvis. That's his life.
Low-key, Corey, you're pretty convincing because I kind of believe this.
We solved the age-old mystery.
You cited no sources. You said, look into it because I don't really know. And somehow I'm convinced.
I think we would join a cult.
Yeah, you totally would. It proves nothing.
I think we just proved single-handedly that I will believe a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be, I give you 2 years before you run off and join a cult.
This is why I believe men, and then they, like, shock me. When I find out that they don't actually like me.
This just got deep.
Anyways, I know I'm gullible. I'm self-aware to know that I've always been gullible. My dad has always teased me growing up. Like, just, like, he tries to, like, tell me random as shit. And then I'm just like, what? Like, really? And he gets such a kick out of it. And I still haven't grown out of that. But I'm also kind of a skeptic now. Like, I'm an equal parts, like, I'm a gullible skeptic. How about that?
You're gullible with people you know. Like, it's your dad. Of course you're going to trust what he says.
Fair enough. Yeah, like, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Thank you there for you saving that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got you.
Okay. Is it time for...
What's not a cult, but feels like a cult?
Featuring our
guest. Oh, yeah.
Corey forgot.
No, I got it. I know. I got one.
Oh, you're ready? Go for it.
Yeah, you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay, this might not be, like, as much of a hot take, but it is relevant to the celebrity cult theme we got going on, but cryptocurrency.
Oh,
to me,
oh.
Cult.
100%.
Cult. I was, I don't have cable, but when I was at my parents' house, they have cable, and there was, like, a commercial with Matt Damon, and he was like...
Is podcast a cult?
I guess, yeah, that's, you could take that one for yours.
That's not a hot take. They got those people, that demographic really niched in.
Yeah, everyone knows that. But yeah, Matt Damon's just walking through, like, and he's like, people are climbing Mount Everest and there's, like, rockets taking off, and he's talking about, like, taking the first step and being brave. And then it's just about buying cryptocurrency, which nobody really has been able to explain to me what that is. And maybe that's a me problem, but every time I learn more about it, I don't know anything about it.
Apparently cryptocurrency, like, uses a lot of, like, or, like, puts out a lot of carbon into the atmosphere, but how? Because it's fake.
I don't
exactly
the imaginary to real correlation.
Yeah, because I keep hearing this term, like, mining for cryptocurrency. Yes! And I'm like, okay, so is it just, like, out there and you have to find it? Or is it, like,
where do you find
it made up? Yeah, like, where is it hidden?
The more I learn about NFTs, the more questions I have. And
oh, yeah.
like you have to buy NFTs with like cryptocurrency, and then there's this blockchain, and what the fuck is a blockchain? And then you have to mine it, and I'm like, what?
Should we create a Cocktails and Cults NFT?
No.
Yeah, I'd buy it. I'd purchase that.
It took me like 10 years to figure out how to buy it.
I got the dime.
Wait, I did go to a crypto ATM in a vape shop with my ex one time.
What?
That is the most like Gen Z statement I've ever heard in my whole life.
Bitcoin to buy drugs on the dark web.
Oh my god.
You just like committed to being like an accomplice of like a dark web drug buyer.
I didn't do shit.
That's messed up.
Oh,
but yeah,
he was smart enough to figure all that out. Weird.
Smart enough or dumb enough to get involved. I mean, to me, it still seems like one big pyramid scheme. I feel like people just make money off of it because it's popular right now.
Cryptocurrency and like is the pyramid scheme for frat boys.
Yeah.
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I don't get it.
Yeah, but there's always that one person that's like, this is the future. This is going to change your life. But I haven't yet seen it change their life, so I'm like, I don't know about that.
Right. I don't get it.
Me either.
And I feel really dumb whenever I, like, try and get it, too.
It makes me feel even stupider than I did before.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, that's mine. That is my what feels like a cult.
That was a really good one.
That was
good. I'm kind of jealous.
Thank you.
Maggie, do you have one?
Sure. I've been recently watching the new season of Cheer that is on Netflix, the cheerleading documentary series. And honestly, like, just the entire sport of cheerleading is very culty. There's, like, private gyms that are, like, super expensive. Like, this girl from my high school was part of one when I was in high school, and, like, her family easily spent thousands of dollars a year on cheerleading. And, like, the moms are psycho, and, like, there's just a whole culture around it. Like, apparently there are, like, some famous cheerleaders, and then now after the show, too. And, like, people are, like, obsessed with cheerleading and with the culture and, like, the famous people. And it's insane. It's a very good show. I'm very much enjoying it, but it's just interesting to see how, like, specifically in the South, people are, like, so into it and put so much time and money into it.
Oh, definitely. It seems like everybody who was in competitive cheerleading in, like, when I went to high school is still somehow involved and, like, still posting about competitive cheerleading. Yep.
They, like, coach.
Like, they're not, like, coach, yeah. Or like, you can't get out once you're in.
Or they're, like, in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, they now all do pyramid schemes.
MLMs.
Yep.
It's kind of like in the same sort of like sphere as like pageants.
Mm.
Pageants are very culty.
Yeah.
Like mothers raising their daughters, like breeding them to become these like pageant queens from the age of like 2, which I think is disgusting.
I used to love me some toddlers and tiaras, though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, well,
it brings the drama. You gotta love the drama.
Yeah, it's fascinating, but it's such a like a cult.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, when I would watch that, I would hope that they were just exaggerating for TV. That way, I felt better about watching it. But I doubt they were. If anything, they were probably playing it down a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what you guys just reminded me of? That'll be my answer. Did you guys ever watch on TLC? You might have. I don't remember the actual name of it, but it's the Gypsies.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I used to watch a lot of Gypsies.
Yeah.
The wedding show.
Okay.
Right?
There were several. My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding, that was a good one. Gypsy Sisters. I don't think I watched that one.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
It must just be My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
But they got, like, married. A lot of those girls got married at, like, 15, I swear.
Yeah. So, like.
Definitely.
Like, I guess the difference is a lot of it is, like, cultural differences and, like, it's, like, family tradition that ties back to, like, usually, like, Eastern Europe or...
It's a very old culture.
It's a very old culture that, like, has roots in, like, history, obviously. But we're in the modern era where child marriage is not okay.
It's interesting. Yeah. And, like, I don't think that's, like, regularly happening in, like...
It's not all...
Specifically, like, Romani communities, but, like...
It's not all that they do, but...
I think the show also just kind of, like, exaggerated
it. Oh, for sure.
For the bit.
But between, like, the fashion, like, their personal styles, and, like, just their, like, lifestyle of, like, never really putting down, like, roots, and also they're also... I don't want to stereotype, but they're usually lower class, like... A lot of them are usually, like, not very, like, well off just because they don't really, like, keep jobs and, like, because they move around and then they, like, ship off their children. They have a lot of children. Like, it's just kind of, like.
It's tough because it is a culture that, like, goes back in history, but at the same time, like.
It hasn't translated to modern day.
Yeah.
But I think some of it also, like, especially from the show, has been super, like, Americanized.
Yes.
It isn't even, like, traditional anymore. Like, I don't know much about the gypsy culture, but I've seen some of the dresses that they wear.
I'm talking about the American gypsies.
Oh, 100%. Because I'm thinking, like, the dresses they wear are so, like, the material they use is very American, I feel like. I don't see, like, European gypsies using
European culture. Yeah.
Right. And, like, it's almost kind of like a culture, like a subculture in the way that, like, Italian Americans are, like, and then, like, TLC was totally in that whole realm with, like, Jersey Shore and, like,
that was MTV, but
was it? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I think I'm just talking about, like,
but in general, that was, like, at that
you
time.
Know, like, Cake Boss, for example. Yeah. You know, like, stuff like that. Like, TLC really, like,
Cake Boss was like, lit.
Because they knew that it was a very different lifestyle than, like, a lot of people around the country. Then they were like, people are fascinated by this shit. And I watched it. It was, like, so weird and interesting. And then, yeah, like, the dresses were crazy. Their weddings with, like, animals and, like, it was weird. It was real weird.
Yeah. So,
do I feel a little bad calling, like, a whole subgroup culture tied in, like, history and religion as a cult? No.
That is not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. Is this the episode that gets us canceled before we
I don't, do you want to know why I don't feel bad?
What?
Because they have poor taste.
Yeah, getting canceled for sure.
Good thing we only have like 10 listeners.
Sometimes controversy puts you in the light.
Right? I'm single-handedly like ruining our international audience for us.
Again, I think it's really the American TLC gypsies we're talking about here.
Specifically talking about the TLC show.
Yes. That, because
that's all we know.
You talked about Tallers and Tiaras, and then I was just like, oh, totally, 100%. So, yeah. I stand by it.
Yeah, stand by it.
I said the Girl Scouts once, so.
Hey, baby Selma's crack cookies.
those
shit. Oh, yeah, tis the season.
It is. I already got coworkers hitting me up.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the woodwork.
Yep. Every year.
Well. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. My drink's gone, but cheers.
Yeah, same. Cheers, though.